Hey, thanks for coming. How are you? I'm fine. A bit tired, but I'm fine. Anyway, come in. So, I wanted to tell you something, and I think I finally had the courage to tell you, so. Anyway, let's sit on the couch. So, you and I have been friends for almost a decade, right? Yeah. And I think now I can finally tell you something that I've never told anyone. Do you remember about my condition? My sickness, sort of. Yeah, the thing that makes me sick every 2 weeks. Yeah, this. Actually, well, it's true, I get sick and stuff. I can barely, walk and anything. But the reason is not what I told you. That was a lie. Yeah, just, hear me out. Not that I can, I know I can fully trust you and tell you anything because you're my best friend and everything. I think I can tell you about what's going on with me. It's nothing serious, but I want you to promise me some stuff, So first, don't laugh. Can you do that? Can you promise me to not laugh? Okay, good, thanks. Secondly, I don't want you to run away from me. I'll be sad. And finally, promise me you won't take me for a crazy woman. Or monster. Thank you. Well, now I can tell you. I know it will sound crazy, but I'm a vampire. The reason why I get sick is because I stopped drinking human blood, and it makes me very weak. I know it's not funny. That's why I'm telling you to not laugh. I'm serious there. And I'm not crazy. How are you supposed to believe me? It's not like in the movies. I'm a normal human being. Just that I need to drink blood. I do live longer than you guys. I do. That's true. I won't tell you how old I am, but I'm pretty old. Yeah, no, it doesn't look like it. Because if we take the vampiric age, I'm actually 23, So, even though in the human timeline, I'm pretty old, but whatever. Show me my fangs. Yeah, sure, I can. At least that way you would believe me, right? Yeah. So, here. Is it? Is that good? No? Stop staring. Please, come on, stop staring. Yeah, anyway. Now you believe me? Why I stopped drinking blood? Well, that's a long story. Fair enough, fair enough. Well, it started when I was living in Bretagne, in France. I was living with my dad at that time, and I didn't have brothers and sisters like I do now, but basically, we were hiding from, priests, bishops, and all the stuff, because they were hunting us down. And as they were hunting us down, one day, I was a teenager back then, so it was a long time ago, like a century ago. Yeah, a century. Yeah, I know it sounds crazy, but yeah, it was a century ago. And as I was, I was a teenager back then, and I got caught by a priest, a very sick person, like twisted minded person. Yeah. And you see, he didn't tell to anyone from, the church that he called a vampire. He simply hide me and enslaved me to become his sex slave, if you want. And the only way for me to get blood was to willingly, not really willingly, but to have sex with him and to do things I never wanted in order to drink his blood afterwards. And for almost 20 years, he had me under his control, and every time I think about drinking blood, it brings back those memories, and I don't want to think about those moments, because I still do get nightmares in the night thinking about those moments, because they're just the worst small part of my life. But anyway, that's the reason why I don't drink blood. So yes, that's true. Not drinking is shortening my lifespan. Yes. But what do you want me to say? I just can't feel like it's. I think it's like a trauma, And no, I'm fine, What? What? You want me to drink your blood? Are you serious right now? You've got a point. I mean, that's true that maybe if I, get new experiences, like you said, it will help, but I'm not sure either. To trust you? Of course I can. I wouldn't have told you this otherwise, You're the first human I tell this, so since 1923, so a while ago. So, oh, you want me to keep trusting you and to sit on your app? Okay, sure. Like this? Not like this. You want me to face you? Okay. Hold on. Like this. It's gonna be awkward. I feel it. I swear it's gonna be awkward. So what now? It's so weird to be so close to you. Like our faces are inches away from each other. And you keep staring at my lips as I talk. Wait, do you want to kiss me? Wait, why are you doing this? You want me? Since when? Since ever? Are you kidding? I mean, I love you since I first met you. Like love at first sight. And oh God, fuck, are you serious right now? Oh fuck. All these years I've been trying to hide my feeling. Come here. Home. Well, I didn't expect that, you know, but it's definitely the best moment of my life. Well, I have to tell you something else. Like I told you, when I was caught by this priest, I was a teenager. And after that, I was really in a very bad shape, you know. And till I met you, I literally never felt in love. So, besides being, you know, the first human in a while to I tell my secret to, you're also my first love. Are you blushing? That's cute. But you still want me to drink your blood? Okay, but it's not painful because, you know, when my fangs extract, if you want, my saliva changes a little bit too. So when I lick your neck, or any part actually, your hand, whatever, it's like you won't feel any pain. Like, yeah. So, where do you want me to drink? To bite you, to drink your blood, your neck, like in the movies. And that's so typical. Okay, so here I come. So first, let me lick your neck. Why are you holding me like this? And now, wow. The best moment of my life. Your blood is so sweet, so delicious, something like I never drank before. God, I need more. You're getting harder underneath me. Do you want me that much? Well, I can't help but grind when I feel what I do to you. Let's go in my room. Yeah. Stop tickling me. Let me just push you on the bed and climb on top of you. Want you so bad. You like that when I go down on you? Let me take off your clothes. You don't know how much I touched myself thinking about your cock, thinking about being close to you, intimate. And now, finally, it's happening. And I'm not dreaming about it. It's real. It makes me so happy. Oh my God. Your cock is just so perfect. Oh my God. Can I touch it? Yes. Oh my God. Just the way I imagined it, like, can I lick it? What was that noise? Does it feel good when I? Tip of your cock like this. Just I can't take it anymore. I need you inside me. I never felt like this. I know I'm fucking wet right now. Fuck me. Please. I need you to fuck me. Wait. I'm gonna take off my clothes too. Urine. Deeper. I feel you deeper. You don't know how much I love you. How much I crave this moment. I love how much you make me laugh. How much you're nice and funny. How much you care about others more than you care about yourself. I love everything about you. I'm getting close. Oh yes, you can go faster. Huh. like, that's just the first round, though.